I have learned that I can never bypass my predecessor by following in his footsteps. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. I have learned that I can never bypass my predecessor by following in his footsteps. That's very true. We look at others and we say, oh my, what wonderful things they've done. How successful they are. What a great person they are. What a great life they're leading, you know. And we want to emulate that. And we want to follow that as much as possible. And John went to school and he was an idiot. And he never paid attention in school. And he's smart, very smart kid, but he never paid attention. And he got terrible grades. And his teacher says he'll never amount to anything because he cannot concentrate on anything. And so then John went to a storytelling event one time. And in the storytelling event, he just loved the stories. And he says, hey, I could tell stories like that. And they looked at him and says, if you think you're so good, tell one. So, right off the top, he told one. And he had 25 characters in it. And he kept all 25 characters in their right place, with the right clothing, with the right attitudes, with the right mental thoughts, with the right relationships, you know. He kept them all perfect. And it didn't sound confused, because it was like a natural thing for that to happen. And everyone who listened to it saw, wow, what a brilliant mind, what an organized thinker, what a creative, imaginative being on the spur of the moment to come up with such a fantastic story. And then one of the know-it-alls, you know, there's always a know-it-all, one of the know-it-alls said, all right, John, that was good. Probably something you memorized way back when, but that was good. John, tell us another story now and have 6 characters in it. And John says, all right. And so he told him a story with 6 characters, which was even more magical, even more wondrous, even more creative, even more outstanding because John was challenged, you know. And he said, no, let's have these 6 characters really do some interesting things, you know, and really have double lives and things like that, you know. And so he created those people as so fantastic that everyone who listened said, wow, you know. And so they had to agree it wasn't a fluke. But his teacher said he would amount to nothing. You see, when we don't know what to look for, when we don't know what we're looking at, we make observations. Now, is there any person on the face of the earth who theoretically will amount to nothing?
No.
They'll all be something, you know. And just because you or I don't have the wisdom to see what they're going to be doesn't mean they're not going to be there. Mm-hmm. You see, if I'm going to follow in the path of my predecessor, I'm going to look at the way that that person did what they did to become famous. And they became the chief of the company. They rose right up to the top and they did all these things. Well, I'm taking over and I have a different personality. My personality is one for details. His personality was one for ideas, for imagination, for creative thinking, creative use of ideas. And he did not need to be appreciated. He let everybody else get the credit. And in the meantime, he just walked right up to the top. And everybody was saying, oh, he's so great, because he let them have the credit. And so they said, he's so great, you know. And they boosted him right up to the top. Now, I'm a person, I need credit. I need approval. I need all these things. So I cannot walk in his footsteps, because he walked in a different path than I do. Now, perhaps it was a girl who succeeded me or preceded me and who was far, you know, I'm following that person in her path. And am I going to do the same type of fanny wagon that she did, you know? Or am I going to base it on my own individual, unique talents? Now, is there a place in the world for all the different manners of arriving at goals? Surely. All the different manners that we have to arrive at goals are so unique and so wonderful, and they are each what we each would do. Now, if Rhonda would say to Anthony, Anthony, sweep the floor. Anthony would look at the floor and he'd say, sweeping the floor is not really my thing. But what's one of his friends' names?
Fred.
Fred. But Fred loves to sweep the floor. And so Anthony called Fred, hey, Fred, got a couple minutes? Come on over. So Fred came over and he says, Fred, you know, sweeping the floor is not my thing, but I've got to learn how to do it one of these days. Would you teach me? So Fred, of course, his ego is puffed a little bit, and he says, you bet, Anthony. And he says, now, here's what I do. I get out the broom and the dustpan and the mop, that is the dry mop, and I prepare everything and set it up. Now, I also make sure I got a wastebasket there to dump the stuff in. And so I start in this corner of the room, and I gently sweep everything so there's no dust. Because if there's dust, then you got to do it again. So I just gently move it across the room. And then Anthony says, you know, Fred, that's cool. But seeing you do that, you know what that reminds me of what I should do? Mom's got a real cool vacuum cleaner. If we took the vacuum cleaner out and we went into all the corners and picked up, we wouldn't have any dust. We wouldn't have any mess. We wouldn't have to even pick it up, put it in the wastebasket. It'd already be in the dustbin on the vacuum cleaner. And Fred says, God, Anthony, I knew you were a genius, but I never knew how wonderful a genius you are. And so, well, Fred, what else do you have to suggest? And Fred says, let me do the vacuum cleaner. And Fred and Anthony says, well, of course, you know. And so Anthony sits there and reads his comic book while Fred vacuums the entire house. Because Fred says, hey, she's got the coolest vacuum cleaner in the countryside. It has 7 different speeds in which it picks things up, and it raises up for the rug and lowers down for the floor, and it does everything, and it even does fireplaces. You know, it is really something special, because everything goes right in that bag and not a thing comes out. Not one speck of little dust gets out of there, as fireplace soot can do, you know. And it is really super. And so Anthony says, you know, Fred, I think I could talk my mother into letting you come over and vacuum the floor each morning if you'd like to do that before we go to school. So if you'd like to come over before we go to school, I'll talk to her and see if we can do it. And Fred says, really, can we? Thank you very much. Oh, that's so wonderful. Anthony, you're just so fantastic. I, you know, Anthony, I'm going to see if I can get my mom to buy one of these things. Yeah, that's really a cool vacuum cleaner. Now, you see, we don't follow in our predecessor's footsteps. It's a boring journey to do that. We follow in our own imaginative level. Now, what did John do? John was creative when other people thought he was a failure, right? And what did Anthony do? Anthony looked at it from the ordinary way and didn't really care about doing it the ordinary way. And so then Anthony all of a sudden comes up, hey, what about the vacuum cleaner, you know? And so lo and behold, he brought that out, and that was it. But you see, having a predecessor is not a good thing or a bad thing. But having you as the successor, because you are creative with new ideas, new ways, new techniques, new genius, and wow, you might be surprised. Instead of selling brooms and dustpans like they were before, they'll now start selling vacuum cleaners. And that's not silly, because sometimes what you get inspired in is your new product. It's a wonderful world. Think about these things and think how wonderful they are, and think how wonderful you are to be in this world where I have learned that I can never bypass my predecessor by following in his footsteps. I could never bypass my predecessor. I merely am myself, and I have fun, and I love it. Have a wonderful day, and do great things, and know that I'm always here with you, thinking good thoughts about you, because I say I love you. I love you. I love you.
I love you.
I love you.